navigating a trigger, right, helps you to feel less alone when you get triggered. It helps you to know that triggers don't make you unworthy, and that when you know your worth and when you know the skills and the tools to navigate triggers, life becomes so much easier. Welcome to the Unconditionally Worthy podcast. In this podcast, I will guide you on your journey to connect with the true source of your self-worth. Each week, we'll discuss barriers to unconditional self-worth, the connection between self-worth and relationships, self-worth practices you can apply to your life, and how to use self-worth as a foundation for living courageously. I'm your host, Dr. Adia Gooden, a licensed clinical psychologist, dance enthusiast, and a dark chocolate lover who believes deeply that you are worthy unconditionally. Hello and welcome to the final episode of season 5 of the Unconditionally Worthy podcast. It is a little hard to believe that we are closing out season 5. We started the podcast in February 2021. And so we have been going strong now for over 2 years. We are wrapping up the 5th season in end of May 2023. And so I just want to thank you all for rocking with me, for listening, for sharing the podcast. It is always amazing to hear the impact it has and to know that people from around the world are listening. And so, yeah, I'm just really grateful and, excited to bring you this final episode of the season. It's a solo episode. We're trying to make sure to have 3 to 4 solo episodes over the course of each season, intermixed with the interviews that I have with the incredible guests that come on the show. And so, excited to wrap it up with a solo episode. I'm recording this in late April, so about a month before you're listening to it. But when you're listening to the episode, it'll be about a week before my 38th birthday. Sometimes I forget how old I am, which I feel like is a function of like getting older and not being at like a milestone birthday. It's like, I don't know how old I am. Am I 36? Am I 37? Am I 38? I'm somewhere in there. So anyway, I am turning 38 on June 6th. That's my birthday. And I'm excited to celebrate this year because last year, to be honest, was probably one of the hardest birthdays I ever had on my birthday on June. So first of all, we had a newborn. Amani had been born like 2.5, 3 weeks earlier. On the day of my birthday, we had her first appointment with the sickle cell clinic and like we're confirmed for sure that she had sickle cell. So that was really the news that I was sitting with, that my daughter had sickle cell on my birthday. So there really was no celebration. Like we got takeout from a nice-ish restaurant. Like that was it. So it was a little sad. And then the year before, I was doing a lot of wedding stuff, pre-wedding stuff. So I was in LA for my like bachelorette weekend. So it was a great like celebratory weekend that had me centered. And I almost forgot that it was my birthday. So like we were out to dinner and they brought a piece of cake and it said happy birthday. And I was like, oh, that must be a mistake. Then I was like, my birthday's tomorrow. So, the year before that, it was a great birthday. And I still almost forgot it was my birthday. So I'm excited this year to like celebrate me and like just have something that is about me for my birthday and not be focused on something else. So anyway, that was a long aside, but my birthday's coming up, June 6th. Feel free to give me a shout out, send me a happy birthday message. I'd love that. I wanted to talk to you all today about kind of getting triggered, right? And to be honest with you, that I'm still human and I still get triggered sometimes, right? So, I think what I try to balance when I talk about self-worth and claiming our worth is I want you all to know that the truth is that life is so much better when you know you're worthy. Like that has certainly been the truth for me, the case for me. My life feels so much better, right? Like I am so much less anxious. I experience so much more abundance. I work less. I trust myself more, right? Like I experience more joy and happiness and more connection. Those things are all true. And knowing that I'm worthy doesn't mean that I'm not human, doesn't mean that I'm not hurt sometimes and disappointed sometimes and even triggered sometimes. And so, you know, the self-worth journey is not about sort of creating this perfect looking life or this life that just like isn't life, right? Doesn't have challenges or ups and downs. It's about creating a life with more joy and more connection and more alignment, more vibrancy. And it's also about having the tools and the practices and knowing the truth so that when life is challenging, you know how to show up to that challenge. You know how to show up for and with yourself, right? That you're not bowled over by the challenges of life because you don't know that you're worthy or you don't have the tools and the skills. And so today I'm going to share with you about a time that I was triggered, you know, in the last couple months and how I responded. And my hope is that this is helpful both in giving you hope for what it can look like to move through triggers and also sharing some of the tools and strategies and the reality that I'm still a human, right? And I still get triggered. So I'm going to start this little story last summer. So last summer, Beyonce's album Renaissance came out. I think it came out in July. And I remember listening to it. I don't buy albums very often anymore. Like I, you know, just listen to Spotify, whatever. But I bought this album and I remember listening to it and feeling like, oh, like a breath of fresh air, like I was coming alive again, right? And, you know, you all, if you've been listening to the podcast, you heard the story of, you know, the traumatic delivery of Imani. And that really was hard, right? That left me with a longish road to recovery, right? Like first couple of days, I couldn't really walk on my own and I was regaining my strength. And then on top of that, we were sort of navigating life as new parents with a newborn who's like so fragile and learning that she had sickle cell and there's still a pandemic going. And so what that meant was we really didn't go out very much. Like we took some walks, right? Like around our neighborhood, but both my husband and I are extroverts. We like to be out and about. We love enjoying like summertime shy, which is a real thing. If you have not been to Chicago in the summer, I highly recommend it. But like there are festivals and you go and sit outside and you eat and you try new restaurants, you go to drinks on the rooftop. And like, there's just so many fun things that happen. And we really just didn't do any of that, right? We really did very, very little. And even when we did go out, like we're still adjusting to have a newborn and we're like, is she okay? And right. So it was just a lot. And you know, I felt like when I listened to Renaissance, it was just like, right? Like I like inhaled and exhaled deeply and I just felt like it was giving me life. And I love the album so much. And I've always sort of been impressed by Beyonce, liked her music, but I've never like stand for her, right? Like I haven't been one of those like ride or die fans, go to all the concerts. Like that hasn't been me. And so I was like, and I've never been to a Beyonce concert, even though I've heard they're amazing. And I listened to that album and I was like, I'm going to this concert. Like, I don't care how much it is. I don't care how much money I have to pay. Like, I will be at the whatever the Renaissance tour concert, whatever concert Beyonce decides to do, I will be there. And I know it's going to be expensive. I know it's going to cost me a pretty penny. I know I'm going to need to gather my coins, but I'm going to be there. Like I just made that decision and I knew I was going to be there. Okay. So fast forward to when did the tickets come out? I think it was like February and late January, early February. And I was like, okay, right. Like get on the waiting list, get, you know, like try to get the tickets. Right. So then there was all this stuff. If you were in the mix around getting tickets, it was a big thing, right? Like you had to get on the waiting list and were you going to get access and were the tickets going to sell out before you got access and what were the prices going to be? There was all this stuff. So anyway, I'm on the waiting list. I'm like waiting. I didn't get the first round access. I didn't get the, you know, so I'm trying to figure this out. And then I realized because a friend tells me like, hey, like basically tells me tickets are on sale. I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay. So I rush. I'm like, let me look at these tickets, right? So I'm looking at the tickets and then I'm like, okay, I got to find someone to go with. Now, maybe I should have tried to like find my crew or like figure out who I was going to go with first. But I had this group of friends who we had been sort of texting about it, right? Like we had been like texting about when the tickets were on sale. And so I sort of felt like, okay, like there's going to be some people from this group. There's like eight of us. There's going to be some seven or eight of us. There's going to be some people from this group who like want to go together. So like I text them and I'm like, hey, tickets are on sale. Tickets are unavailable, are available. Like kind of like who's in? And then there were crickets, right? And you like, do you know that feeling of like checking your phone and then being like, is my phone working? Is it, like, put it on airplane mode, take it off airplane mode. Like, is there service? Is it working? Nothing's coming through. Did people get my texts? I don't know. Right. Like that reminds me of, you know, the days when I was like dating and like, he is not texting me back. And is my phone working? Blah, 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 blah. Right. So it's like crickets. And I start to feel triggered, right? Starts to be like, okay, nobody's responding. And then there's also this time pressure of like, are these tickets going to sell out? Like, you know, if I wait for people, like how long can I wait to hear back from people before these tickets sell out, before I need to just like make sure that I get my ticket? So I text this first group, crickets. Then eventually people start sort of responding and it's like, oh, I made plans to go with somebody else, or I'm going somewhere else, or I'm not going, right? And so I start to get basically get these no's and get this sense of like other people have made plans without me to go to the concert, right? So then I start feeling excluded. And then I see one of my friends who lives out of town posts like, oh, that she like got tickets in Chicago or something. And I'm like, what the heck? I'm like, why didn't you tell me that you were going to come to Chicago and go to the concert? And you didn't tell me. So again, another like, I feel excluded. And then I text a couple more friends. And one person's like, oh, actually, I'm getting tickets to the UK. And then the friend's like, oh, I'm going to go with my boyfriend, but I don't know what I'm doing. Excluded. So I am feeling excluded and I am feeling triggered. A long time trigger for me is feeling excluded. So I feel the anxiety starting in my chest, like the tightness. I notice my mind start to be like, does anybody like me? Does everybody have plans to go to the concert without me? And does anybody even like me? And am I going to have to go alone? And so this really triggered a longstanding sort of wound of mine, right? Throughout my life, I have felt left out. Right. Starting from when I was a kid and I wasn't invited to parties or I wasn't part of the cool group. And, you know, I went to an elementary middle school of like, there would be like 13 people in my class, right? Or 20 people. And I would be left out. Right. So it's like, did not feel good. And it just really brought me back to those same feelings of being left out, being on the outside, even in my family, right? Like I grew up with my parents. And I would still even sometimes feel left out in my family because my parents are a really strong unit and we didn't really have a family culture of like, we do these family things together and this is our stuff, right? It's not that I was always excluded, but I definitely felt that way. And so all of these feelings of being left out, of being not included, of not being sort of not being prioritized to be there, feeling like, you know, I often felt like if I was there, people were like, cool, Adia's here. Right? Like, great. Not like, yay, Adia's here, but like, cool, sure, be here, that's fine. But if I wasn't there, it felt like people didn't notice or people didn't care, right? Like that is what I have experienced, or at least made up in my head was going on. And were there actual experiences of being excluded? Yes, right? Like I definitely had actual experiences of being excluded. Was I generating stories about being unworthy and being unlovable and being excluded and being on the outside? Yes, absolutely, right? So some of it was reality and some of it was made up in my head, and probably there was more made up in my head than was in reality. But all of this is a long time wound of mine. And I have worked through it in therapy. I have worked through it on my self-worth journey. And I know that the truth is that people do love me and people do want to be around me. Am I everybody's favorite? No, I probably am not. And that's okay, right? Like I'm still worthy, even though I am not the friend who people are like, Adia has to be there, right? Like that's a reality that I have come to terms with. It's still a little painful, but I've come to terms with it, right? And I know that it doesn't make me unworthy. But in this moment, right, in that moment when I am texting my friends and like, I really want to go to this concert and I am desperately trying to find someone to go to this concert with me. I am feeling triggered. I am feeling like my 12-year-old self who didn't get invited to the party. I am feeling hurt. I am feeling excluded. I am not feeling good, right? Can you relate? Can you relate to the experience of being triggered? It's almost like you sort of like bump into it. It's like you didn't know it was coming. Like all I want to do is go see Beyonce. But suddenly I am triggered. And that's how these things often happen. And for you, you may be similar to me, feeling on the outside, feeling excluded. It may be rejection. It may be making a mistake or feeling embarrassed. You know, I was talking to one of my friends and we were talking about, she was like, yeah, I'm getting triggered again. Like she gets triggered when she applies for things, right? Like that triggers it in her. And it may be that for you, right? Like it could be any number of things that you might be triggered by. Real talk. The relationship that you probably neglect the most is actually the most important relationship in your life. I'm talking about your relationship with yourself. Your relationship with yourself is the foundation of your life. When your relationship with yourself is riddled with self-criticism, you play small, you settle for toxic relationships, and you'll struggle to take care of yourself. In contrast, when you build a healthy relationship with yourself, you will go to bed at night feeling good about yourself and what you've accomplished for the day. You'll feel energized in the morning and ready to confidently pursue your goals, knowing you got this. You'll tell yourself it's not the end of the world when you make a mistake instead of obsessing about it for days on end. And you'll know exactly how to take care of yourself so that it feels good on the inside and out. This is exactly the reality that my course, Date Yourself, 4 weeks to a Healthy Relationship with You, helps you to create. This course guides you step by step to get rid of self-criticism, practice self-compassion, and take good care of yourself so you can finally get the love and respect you deserve. To learn more and enroll now, go to www.unconditionallyworthy.com/date-yourself. You know, the thing about triggers is that they're tricky, right? Like even though we might know intellectually, like, okay, this doesn't make sense anymore, or I'm not going to be rejected, or I know I have people who love me, or I know that this is not make or break for my life. Even though we may know that is true, we can still be triggered. And I say this in part because it is so important to have compassion for ourselves around being triggered, right? Like what's not helpful is to be triggered and then to beat yourself up. Like, why are you still triggered by this? I thought you were over this. I thought you were healed. I thought you were whatever, right? Like that is not helpful. What is helpful is to say, there it is again. There's that trigger again, right? And for me, as you've heard me talk about on this podcast, for me, that looks like, seeing little Adia and being like, come here. Oh gosh, you weren't invited. You feel like you were excluded. Come here. It's okay. Like, I got you. I got you. Worst comes to worst, we're going to this concert. We might be by ourselves, but we're going and that's okay. Right? Like, I want to go with you. Right? Like, I know you're fun. I know you're going to have a blast at this concert. I want to go with you, right? That's the kind of energy that we need to bring to ourselves and show to ourselves when we are feeling triggered. So I'm sharing this because when you know you're worthy, you're still human and you still may get triggered. But the difference is that you won't get lost in that triggered state, right? So even though I was triggered, I didn't go down a rabbit hole of feeling like I'm the worst person ever. I really don't have any friends. Nobody likes me. I mean, I will be honest and say that I did say to my husband, like, do I have friends? And even though I know that I have friends, like obviously I had people that I could text, right? Like to go to the concert. I needed some reassurance in that moment and that was okay. But I knew right? Like in the, deep down, I knew that I was worthy and I didn't beat myself up about it. I didn't beat myself up about being triggered. I didn't sort of berate myself for not having a go-to person that was definitely going to go to the concert with me, right? Like I just like let myself move through it without beating myself up. And that is the difference. When you know you're worthy, first of all, you're grounded in the truth of who you are. And even if it gets, feels a little shaky or, you know, you're not feeling good or you're not getting that affirmation from the outside world, you don't question that truth. And the other thing is that you have the tools and the practices to help you move through it. So what did I do? What did I do when I was triggered? Here's how I responded. First, I acknowledged how I was feeling. I acknowledged that I was feeling excluded. I acknowledged that I was feeling left out. I acknowledged that I was feeling triggered. The second is I shared with my husband how I was feeling and I sought some reassurance and encouragement. I did say like, I have friends, right? Right? And I shared that I was feeling left out and I was feeling bad. And even though on one level, I knew that like people not texting me right back, which normally like I don't need people to text me back. In fact, like I'm not great with texting and I am not the best at texting other people right back. So I give people a lot of grace with that. Even though I know that, like I just sought some reassurance and sought some, you know, my husband being like, no, like you're good. Right? I love you. People love you. You have friends. Like, you're good. And sometimes that's what we need, right? We need, when we are having trouble accessing the truth of who we are, that we are worthy and wonderful and lovable, we need other people in our corner as a friend, a family member, a partner to remind us of this truth when we are having more trouble accessing it. The other thing is, I didn't let myself make up negative stories about me or my friends, right? Like I didn't go down a rabbit hole of saying I'm the worst. Nobody likes me. Nobody thinks I'm fun. Like I just didn't do all of that. I'm not worthy. I didn't do all that. I didn't let my mind go there. I also didn't make up negative stories about my friends. I didn't make up stories that they don't like me, that they think I'm awful, that they secretly hate me. I didn't make up stories about them being bad friends, being like, I didn't do any of that. I managed my mind, right? So I didn't let myself go down those rabbit holes, which then just makes it worse, right? I reminded myself of the truth. I have friends. I have friends who like and love me. And that just because people were not available or had made other plans to see Beyonce does not mean that I do not have any friends. I also practice self-compassion. Right? I offered myself kindness and encouragement. I reminded myself that I am lovable, that people do like me, that I do have friends, that I like me and I like me and I love me, right? I offered myself compassion. I took myself through the same compassion exercise that I recommend to you, that I recommend to my coaching clients, because it is so effective in soothing ourselves and calming down our nervous system so that we can make a choice and decide what we want to do instead of reacting. The other thing I did is I was still, right? I was talking with my husband and I made a decision. Okay. If I don't hear from anyone by this time of the day, I'm going to buy these tickets because I am not going to let myself miss out on experience that I know that I want because people are being slower to respond, whatever. Like, so I'm going to buy tickets by this time today, right? But until then, I'm going to be still. I'm not going to start texting. I can't believe nobody wants to go to this concert with me. You aren't good friends. I'm not going to say, well, I'm just not going to go then. I'm not going to do any of that. I'm going to be still. I'm going to breathe and I'm going to be still and I'm going to comfort myself so that I don't make a reactive decision that then ruins what I want in the first place. So I got reassurance. I breathed. I offered myself compassion. I practiced stillness, like not doing anything. And then the feelings of being excluded passed. Text messages came in and I came up with a plan, right? I found out where my friend who was coming in to see the concert out of town, I found out where she was sitting. I decided to buy tickets as close to her as possible. I decided to buy two tickets, right? I talked with my husband. We made a plan. I was going to buy two tickets as close as possible to my friend who was coming in from out of town with her cousin to see the show. And then I was going to find somebody to go with me, right? I was going to look for a friend, find a friend, was going to take the time pressure off, let people think about it, let people respond. And then worst came to worst, if nobody bought it, if I couldn't find a friend, I would sell the ticket and I would be going to the concert by myself, but I'd be close to my friend so I could share the experience. So I made that plan. And in the end, it all worked out. It all worked out. It took a couple weeks, and patience is something I'm continuing to work on. And it's not right there that I'm like, it's not going to happen sometimes, right? It took a couple weeks and it worked out. One of my good friends from college, who is also really good friends with my other friend from college, who's coming to Chicago to see the show with her cousin, like she agreed to go. So we're going to sit together and we're sitting two rows behind our other friend and her cousin, and it is all going to work out. But I was able to make that work because I paused, because I offered myself compassion, because I didn't get lost in a rabbit hole of I'm unworthy, because I didn't hide and shrink and say, well, then I'm just not going to the concert. And because I committed to my decision, which is that I'm going to this concert. And I hope to go with my friends, but if not, I am still showing up for myself and I am still showing up for this concert, which I know is going to give me life and I know is going to be amazing. But knowing that I am worthy helped me to do that, right? It doesn't mean that life is perfect. It doesn't mean that I wasn't triggered, but it means that I knew how to move through that trigger to still get to the result that I want, which is going to the concert, right? When you show up for yourself and you know that you're worthy, that makes it easier to make aligned choices and create the reality that you want for yourself, even if it doesn't seem immediately possible. So you may be thinking, Adia, that, you know, I want to be on this train. I want to be on the, like, if I'm triggered, I know how to handle it. I remind myself of the truth of who I am and I navigate challenges train. Like, I want to be on that. So I have good news and bad news. Bad news is that my Unconditionally Worthy Group Coaching Program, which is really what helps you to get to a place where you know you are unconditionally worthy and gives you all the tools that I am talking about, plus more, that the next cohort does not start until September, right? So I have a cohort-based model. I, you know, enroll people. I do three cohorts a year, basically. You just missed the last cohort, the spring cohort. That's okay, though. Because there are two pieces of good news. One, we are, you know, the next cohort is in September. So now is the time to start thinking about that and planning for that. If you are interested in joining, there's only 10 spots available and it's amazing. So that's the good news. The other piece of good news is that I actually have another program called Date Yourself, 4 weeks to a Healthy Relationship with You. And this program is a course that I designed to help you get started on your self-worth journey. And you can do it on your own time. And what it does is it guides you step by step in releasing self-criticism, right? Triggers can really set our inner critics off. Usually when we feel triggered, that gets our inner critic rearing. What's wrong with you? Why didn't you do this? You should have done that. Nobody likes you, blah, 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 blah. So I was able to avoid going down that type of rabbit hole because I have a relationship with my inner critic where I can tell it to sit down in a corner and be quiet and it does not run my life, right? So that's what this program helps you do. Release your self-criticism so that when you're triggered, you're not then running down a rabbit hole and beating yourself up. It also helps you to practice and integrate self-compassion into your life so that you know how to be kind and comforting and compassionate to yourself, just like I was, so you can soothe yourself. And then instead of reacting, you can respond to whatever's happening. And then lastly, this program helps you to tune into yourself so that you know how to honor your body, your mind, and your spirit through true sustainable self-care. Being able to tune into myself is what helped me to decide to prioritize going to see Beyonce in the first place, to decide that, you know, yes, this is going to be worth my time, energy, and money. And even if nobody can go with me, I know deep down that this is going to replenish my soul and my spirit. So I'm going to be there. Because I am in tune with myself, I could make that decision. So the Date Yourself program, it's a 4-week program. It's an online course and it guides you through these steps. So that is a great way to start your self-worth journey and to start using these practices. You can take this course whenever you want. And now is the perfect time to take it. So if you're ready to give yourself the love and care you deserve, if you're ready to not have triggers run your life and to have some of the tools and the strategies that are going to help you navigate life's challenges, the Date Yourself course is for you. You can learn more about it and enroll now at unconditionallyworthy.com/date-yourself. So I hope that me sharing my experience of navigating a trigger, right, helps you to feel less alone when you get triggered. It helps you to know that triggers don't make you unworthy, and that when you know your worth and when you know the skills and the tools to navigate triggers, life becomes so much easier. So this is the last episode of season 5, as I mentioned. As always, thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing it. And I would so appreciate it if you would take the time to leave a rating or review in whatever app you are using to listen to or watch this podcast, if you're watching on YouTube. It really helps to give me feedback about the show, to know what you're liking, and also it helps other people to find the show. So please take a few moments to leave a review, leave a 5-star rating, leave a review, tell me what's helpful about the show. The next season of the podcast is going to be released on September 5th. So take this summer, take a break, re-listen to one of the 84 episodes, right? There's so many episodes. It's a great opportunity to go back and listen to episodes again and get ready for the next season, season 6 in September. If you have a guest idea, if you have a topic idea, I'd love for you to share it with me. You can email me, info@dradiagooden.com. Or DM me on Instagram or on LinkedIn. I'm at Dr. Adia Gooden. And also stay tuned because there's a little bonus, a special bonus episode that's going to come out in a couple of weeks. So stay tuned for that. But other than that, I will see you in September and have an amazing, amazing summer. Thanks for joining me this week on the Unconditionally Worthy podcast. Make sure to visit my website, dradiagooden.com, and subscribe to the show on iTunes so you'll never miss an episode. You can also follow me on social media at Dr. Adia Gooden. If you love the show, please leave a review on iTunes so we can continue to bring you amazing episodes. Lastly, if you found this episode helpful and know someone who might benefit from hearing it, please share it. Thanks for listening and see you next episode. This episode was produced by Chris and Tiana, and the music is by Waterboy.